الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كل نفس ذائقة وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور الحمد لله we praise and thank Allah Ta'ala that through the limitless treasures of His mercy alone has He guided us towards Iman and Islam being in the Ummah of Allah's Habib our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam let us always say Durood Sharif when we hear the beloved and beautiful name Our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam termed Al-Bakhil, a miserly person, the one who hears my name, in whose presence my name is taken, and does not say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, does not confer durood upon me. And being in the Ummah of Allah's Habib, Sayyidina Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have the best of revelation, the Quran Azim, the ayat of Quran Sharif recited, Allahu Azza wa Jal from Surah Ali Imran, tells us, as he has said at two other junctures in the Quran Sharif, every living being will taste the pangs of death. That is an absolute reality. Allah Ta'ala says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ Wherever you happen to be, death will definitely overtake you, even if you try and hide and protect yourself in a very strong fortress, a fortified building or fortress, death will come to a person. The very Fir'aun who claimed divinity for himself, Allah Ta'ala utilized those waters and prided himself on being the master of the rivers of Egypt. Allah Ta'ala humiliated and destroyed him in the ocean, in the waters. Namrud in the time of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, who claimed divinity for himself with all his arrogance and pride, Allah Ta'ala destroyed him and brought death to him by means of a minute creation of Allah Ta'ala, a mosquito. So wherever a person happens to be, death will ultimately eventually take hold of a person. Allah Ta'ala in this ayah then thereafter tells us our purpose of existence, where are we going towards, what is the destination. And Allah Azza wa Jal very clearly and emphatically defines success and thereafter gives us a warning of what could deter you, prevent you from that success. So we are here, it is a testing ground, a temporary abode. Many times Allah Ta'ala says about the various means Allah has given to us in this dunya, our rizq and sustenance, wealth, etc. They are mere mata'. Mata' means something that a person derives one's benefit from it, but does not attach to it, does not hanker after it, like a cloth that is in the kitchen to clean up the table, etc. We call it a vaslap, a rag, merely to take one's needed benefit and thereafter no attachment to it, because the ultimate abode, the real life of a believer is the life which is eternal and everlasting. Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ In comparison, the abode of the hereafter, that is life personified. Because if one is successful, it is the most beautiful life. It is life because there is no death that will come to a person. Even a disbeliever will pine and beg and plead to Allah Ta'ala, will even ask the custodians, the angels in charge of Jahannam, to plead to Allah Ta'ala to bring death, to put an end to their misery. And a believer in the most beautiful abodes of only joy, happiness, no worry, anxiety, no difficulty and sorrow, no responsibilities. No one of the beauty of Jannah is that no death will come to a person. One will not feel bored and want to be taken out. And one will never ever be expelled from Jannah. Can we imagine the elation and joy when a Jannati enters, that after this day there is no worry, no sorrows, no fear, no death that will come to put an end to it. And therefore let us beg Allah Ta'ala abundantly for Jannat, Jannatul Firdaus, and protection from the fire of Jahannam. So we are here to amass as many good deeds as possible, to live our life in accordance with the laws of Allah Ta'ala. And therefore Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the life of this world for a believer is a prison. We have guidances in all aspects of our life, like a prisoner is bounded by the rules of the jail. But it is the Jannah of a disbeliever who leads a life of just following whims and fancies. And the Jannah of the Akhirah is only for the believers. Allah Ta'ala says, you will be given your full recompensation on the day of Qiyamah, where the results will be given out of that imtihan of this world. And what is success in that examination? And that is the ultimate examination. Our beloved, respected Ustaz Mawlana Shabir Saluji, Hafizahullah, says a very beautiful, very deep and profound thing. He says that anything you have to do, anything you have to say or intend or embark upon, a decision that you have to make, then always first and foremost keep in mind, how will I fare regarding this decision in the real imtihan, the real test of the qabr, which Allah has already given us the questions to. Ma dinuk, what is your deen? A question about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and a question about who we took as our Rabb, that we had submitted in totality to Allah, Allahu Azza wa Jal. Ma rabbuk wa ma dinuk, and a question about our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah has already given us the questions to that examination. Accountability in the Akhirah, hisab, the weighing of deeds. So always ponder as to how will this place me in the real and the final and the greatest of all examinations. Will it adversely affect me and put me on the back foot? Then stay away from it. And if it will propel you and make you the beloved of Allah, enhance your status, be the means of entry into Jannah, then happily embark upon that. So Allah Ta'ala says, you will be given your full recompensation on the day when all of us will definitely be brought back to life. Many times Allah gives proofs and evidences of the Day of Judgment that we will be brought back to life. Your own creation Allah created from nothing. The amazing anatomy of the human being, the skies, the earth, that Allah who created all of this from nothing, it is in His power definitely to bring us back to life a second time. Look around us in the coming months. May Allah grant us beneficial rains, abundant tawbah, istighfar. That is the means of bringing beneficial rains. That earth that has become completely dead in the winter months, by means of beneficial rains, it sprouts to life with greenery, vegetation and lushness. A yearly reminder, and Allah says it clearly, that Allah who has brought the dead earth back to life, proof and evidence that He will bring you back to life for the Day of Judgment. Allah Ta'ala then tells us, what is real success? Very simple but emphatic. The one who is distanced from the fire of Jahannam and is given entry into Jannah has definitely succeeded with the ultimate form of success. So that is success as defined by Allah Azza wa Jal very, very clearly. And Allah Ta'ala then sounds a warning. The life of this temporary abode, temporary beautification and adornments should not delude you and deter you from that ultimate success. So therefore, as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one occasion, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that I came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as one of 10 people, when a man from the Ansar stood up and asked a very profound question, Man akyasun nas wa man ahzamun nas. A mu'min brings one's total nature, our likes, dislikes, in accordance with the deen, that is perfect iman. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La yu'minu ahadukum, that none of you will ever attain perfect iman until such time that his natural desires, his likes, dislikes, come in conformity with the deen that I have brought to you, and this is the deen of rahmatul lil alameen, that is only there for our benefit in this world as well as in the hereafter. So who are the most wise and intelligent people? And beautiful definitions Allah Ta'ala has given in the Quran Azim. The last ruku of Surah Ali Imran, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would wake up at the time of tahajjud, and that beautiful lengthy salah, the mubarak feet of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would swell in it. On awakening, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would look at the skies and read, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard, motion of the skies and the earth. This amazing system of the alternation of day and night, each one with their benefits. There are clear signs for people of intellect. So the intellectuals in Allah's definition are those who look around and deduce the greatness of Allah in His creation. And what are the other qualities? Those who remember Allah Ta'ala, dhikr of Allah Ta'ala is so natural in them. It is second nature that they remember Allah standing, sitting and lying down. Ponder upon the creation of the skies and earth and say, arrive at the conclusion, oh Allah, you have not created this in vain without purpose. There is an akhirat. Oh Allah, you are pure. When we get there, save us from the punishment of the blazing fire of Jahannam. What a beautiful way to start our first moments on awakening. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, who are the most wise, the intellectuals, the greatest foresighted amongst human beings? And again, the definition of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of an intellectual, of a wise person, two qualities. Those who remember death abundantly, that daily take out time to frequently, excessively remember death. As Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in another hadith, أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ هَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ. Not just remember, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says abundantly remember that thing that will come and cut off all your worldly pleasures, and that is death. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gives two great benefits of remembering death in one of two circumstances. The one who remembers death in adversity, difficulty, problems from all side, death is solace, that this is a test from Allah. I will remain steadfast, and Allah will reward abundantly, and eventually it will be taken away. I will die and leave all sorrow and worry behind, provided I live how Allah wants me to. So there is great solace for a person in adversity and difficulty and problems. And one who remembers death in prosperity, in good times, it puts brakes. One does not indulge, one does not have pride and arrogance, does not become so involved that one forgets Allah and forgets the Akhirah. That death will definitely come. I will have to go on an answer to Allah Azza wa Jal. So those who remember death the most, so we take our time daily, muraqabah, reflection, pondering upon death, visualize, think about the scenarios that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam very clearly described for us. One occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw some Sahaba radiyallahu ajma'in laughing and said that if you knew what I knew, you would laugh less and cry a lot. Every day the qabr announces, each person's grave announces, I am the abode of loneliness, sorrow, of worms, of complete desolation, complete isolation. When a person goes there, no eloquence, no wealth, no connections will help. Three simple questions, but the reality will come out as mentioned already. A person who leads one's life as Allah wanted, at the time of death, the angels come in the most beautiful form and appearance with the kafans and fragrances of Jannah, congratulating. A person will start to see the ni'mas of Jannah. One will want to go out and meet Allah Ta'ala. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, when that person is placed in the grave says that of all people walking on this earth, you were the most beloved to me. Now that you have come to me, I could not wait for your coming. Marhaba. Let me show you how I will honor you. And the grave, the two sides open up wide and spacious. He's shown his abode in Jannah, ultimate joy and happiness. He is shown the abodes of Jahannam, from which Allah has protected him in such relief that no words can describe. A window of Jannah opens up, the fragrances of Jannah comes into that qabr. On the other hand, a disobedient, disbelieving person, the angels come in the most horrendous form, chastising, chiding. That soul tries to cling to every nook and corner of the body. It is wrenched out like a piece of silk dragged over a thorny bush. And then he is reprimanded and chastised, having a stench as it is presented and reprimanded by Allah Ta'ala. When those questions are asked in the grave, the man cannot answer. The grave says, of all people, you were the most detestable of all. You did not know your objective, and see how I treat you. Now this is a description of Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the two sides of the grave close upon that person, the ribs of one side penetrates into the other, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam physically described interlacing the Mubarak fingers into each other, and serpents are set that are so venomous, if one of them had to spit one piece of venom on this earth, not a blade of grass will grow. So therefore we beg Allah Ta'ala protection from Adab al-Qabr. So those who remember death the most and those who practically prepare, the actions are inspired that I'm here, it is a testing ground, I'm going to meet my Allah. The questioning in the qabr, the questioning day of Qiyamah. So remembrance of death and practical preparation for the life after death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives three benefits of such people, that they are the ones who are the truly intellectual and wise ones. They are the ones guaranteed true honor and esteem in this world, and they are the ones who will be the high-ranked ones, the hierarchy, the VIPs of the Akhirah, who remember death abundantly and practically prepare for the life after death. So this is an absolute reality. Our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us some means by which we can be protected from Adab al-Qabr. And just before that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions the wise person is the one who takes control of one's desires and nafs and brings it in line with deen and prepares for the life after death. And the foolish person, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, is the one who follows one's whims and fancies and every base desire and then places false hopes in Allah. He says, I have hope that Allah will forgive, but none of the actions are in conformity. Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah says, if he really had hope in Allah's forgiveness, he would have aspired and worked towards it in every opportunity. One is, we try and read every night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not go to sleep without reading Suratul Mulk, Tabarak, and Alif Lam Mim Sajda. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in used to call Suratul Mulk Al-Munjiyah, the great defender and protector that will save a person from the adab of qabr. So never go to sleep without reading those surahs. Another is, we seek protection in Allah from adab al-qabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do so at the end of every salah. At the minimum, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adab al-qabr. Take extra precaution when relieving ourselves. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the majority of the punishment in the qabr is because of being negligent when answering the call of nature, and especially urine drops getting onto clothing and body that spoils salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once passing with Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu in two graves and said the two of them are being punished in the grave. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said that, had I not feared that you would stop burying your dead, I would have asked Allah Ta'ala to allow you to listen to the shrieks and the screams of those being punished in the qabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the inmates of these two graves are being punished, but not for a sin that you would consider severe and serious, but to Allah Ta'ala. One of them used to not take extra precaution and care when answering the call of nature, and the other used to carry tales between people so as to incite and sow hatred and disunity, carrying tales to create disunity between people. So to take care regarding those actions. One beautiful means, in fact one of the most potent means of being protected from adab of qabr, as mentioned, one of the signs of people of wisdom, that they remember Allah Ta'ala standing, sitting and lying down. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, مَا عَمِيلَ آدَمِيٌّ أَنْجَى لَهُ مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ عَذَابِ الْقَبْرُ فِي رِوَايَةٍ min dhikrillah. There is no action that is greater in granting a person salvation and protection from adab in general, and especially from the adab of qabr, than the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. So abundant dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, one of the most potent means of protection from the adab al-qabr. Allah Azza wa Jal give me and all of us the tawfiq that the reality of the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam embeds into our hearts with yaqeen and conviction. So a reminder, as every week, one great opportunity also to show our dedication to Allah. Inshallah, a great means of cooling the anger of Allah Ta'ala is to spend on the house of Allah Ta'ala, on the masjid and madrasa. As well as the reminder, as we were reminded last week, very important program this weekend, Darul Uloom Azadwal, Islahi Jalsa, for the sake of our self-reformation, being the company of the pious, which is strongly encouraged in our deen. Various programs will take place starting from now until Sunday afternoon. Let us take the maximum benefit of this program, inshallah ta'ala.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على حبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله عز وجل في السر والعلن فإن الله يحب المتقين والله مع المتقين ومن يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب أيها المسلمون فلنشكر الله عز وجل على جميع نعمه التي لا تعد ولا تحصى وأهمها نعمة الإيمان والإسلام وأن نتفكر في مقصد وجودنا في هذه الحياة الدنيوية الفانية جئنا مسافرين وقال الله عز وجل في ثلاثة أمكنة في القرآن العظيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت وبين قصد وجودنا في الدنيا قائلا وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة وبعد ذلك وضح الله تعريف الفوز قائلا فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وحذرنا الله عز وجل بعد ذلك سبب منع هذا الفوز قائلا وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثروا ذكر هازم اللذات يعني الموت وعن سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما قال أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عاشر عشرة فقام رجل من الأنصار فقال يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أكيس الناس ومن أحزم الناس فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أكثرهم ذكرا للموت وأكثرهم استعدادا للموت أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وقال أولئك الأكياس ذهبوا بشرف الدنيا وكرامة الآخرة أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله عنه، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان رضي الله عنه، وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم، وعن جميع أهل بيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه كلهم أجمعين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، من أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير القرون قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم ألف بين قلوب المسلمين، وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم انصر المجاهدين والمستضعفين في سبيلك في كل مكان. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين، وحرر المسجد الأقصى بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين، وانصر إخواننا المظلومين في سبيلك في كل مكان، وخاصة في غزة وفلسطين عامة والكشمير وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. اللهم انصرهم على أعدائك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر. اللهم قنا فتنة القبر وعذاب القبر. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أتموا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. Filling the gaps in the safs in front of us. Once we are in the saf, stand as close as possible, show that the heels are in a straight line. Try and lock our shoulders. It should not be that when salah commences, there are gaps between us. So stand as close as possible. One of the means of unity and protection from shaitan is to stand as salah, straightening our safs. Once filling the gaps in the safs in front of us.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. هيا على الصلاة، هيا على الصلاة، هيا على الفلاح، هيا على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
استوى اعتدلوا تقاربوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى، والذي قدر فهدى، والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله، إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى، ونيسرك لليسرى، فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى، سيذكر من يخشى، ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى، ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا،
قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام كالسلام. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدنيا والآخرة. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن رواتنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر والفقر وعذاب القبر. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك، وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين، واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، واغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.